Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Well, in case you missed it, we checked in with Michelle Miller, known as the Farm Babe, and she advocates for agriculture. We spoke to her at Farm Fest, and recently she moved from Iowa to Florida.
Because I like to play golf in January. That's why.
Well, your ag reach is outstanding. We live in a day where not everybody's from a farm. Yes. And sometimes I take that for granted, and I have to remind myself we're a different makeup when it comes to consumers and just our general population.
Yeah, absolutely. But y'all are really well respected and loved. You know, you go to a big city and you say you're a farmer, people think that's pretty cool because they don't get to meet a lot of farmers, you know, so it's kind of a treat.
Big part of what you do is there's a lot of misconceptions out there. Yeah. And I think a lot of people out there just take what they see at face value and say, oh, it must be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we've got to have patience, too, as an industry overall, because it can be easy for farmers to be like, oh, my gosh, these guys are just stupid. How do you think that? And it's like, well, hold on. Like, they're not a lost cause. They're not stupid. It's just they're so bombarded with the labels and labels and labels and marketing and, you know, activists and videos and, you know, their social circles. And don't be afraid to speak up, you know, because they do want a lot of people. 90% of people are in the movable middle. So by being that voice of reason to say, well, you know, I do this for a living and here's the real facts and your food is very safe and healthy. And, you know, it's important to have that connection and those conversations with people.
I know you describe kind of your journey to where you are today. It was an interesting journey, correct?
Yeah, and that's, you know, I do have a city girl background, you know, so I worked for Gucci on Rodeo Drive of all places. So, you know, when you have a fashion degree from a city and then you end up on a farm, you know, I dated a farmer for about 8 years and it's really kind of what sparked my journey to advocate. But I say I've gone from rodeo to the rodeo. So mm-hmm.
I see your travels and you're constantly on the move. I bet you're learning at the same time.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. You know, being back here, I know it's a shocker that I come from a corn and soybean farm in Iowa. I know that's what they grow there. But now I'm in Florida, and I'm submerged in a lot more vegetables, you know, fruits and vegetables. So it's strawberries and melons and, you know, eggplant and bell peppers and sugarcane and citrus. And so it's just really cool to just travel and learn about the sugar beets in North Dakota to the cotton farms of Texas to everything in between.
You really got to like the positive feedback and the stories that you get and the difference you make. That has to be one of the most rewarding things that you do.
Absolutely. It's so fun. And it's also fun just to really make an impact because I work as an influencer too. So sometimes I partner with different brands or marketing groups to go out and do farm tours. And, you know, and that's how I think a lot of people don't even know what influencers are sometimes, right? But that's how I make my living through public speaking. And then by partnering with these brands, being able to go back to those marketing boards and say, hey, here was your investment, but we reached 1.3 million people. I mean, the reach on social media, if even 10% of those people go to the grocery store and they say, well, I'm going to look for this locally grown Michigan asparagus or whatever that commodity or group is, that has a huge, huge impact on our economy and supporting our America's growers, you know?
In what you do, how do you fight against negativity and those that push back? Obviously, you get some of that. How do you work with that? Because it's in agriculture, there's a lot of people that seem to come after, and agriculture has to play defense a lot.
Yeah, I think, you know, it is really important that you are understanding of their perspective, that you really listen to what they say, and don't be upset or angry that they just don't know. It comes from a place of ignorance, and they probably have a really good heart, but the negativity is a really, really, really small part of it, you know, so just don't ever let that get you down. I think, you know, a million people can tell you you're amazing, and one person can tell you you suck, but we are just wired to be like, oh my God, that person said something bad, and it's like, hold on, like, who cares? That's one person, and everybody is, you know, some people just want to complain about everything, but yeah, overall, it's been a really good experience, and just to just really listen to people and say, hey, you know what, I get it. But at the end of the day, we all care. We all care about helping the planet. We all care about making sure livestock are treated well, that the planet's treated well, and just connecting on those shared values and be like, you know, like, for example, one of my favorite myths to bust is GMOs. And it's like, yeah, we want less pesticides in the environment. Me too. That's why I grow GMOs, because we're no longer spraying insecticide. You know, like little things like that. When you see how far we've come and connect on those shared values, why do farmers do what they do? You know, why are 95% of corn growers growing GMOs? You know what I mean? So there's different things like that out there that tell that story where people go, oh, Interesting. So who's telling you GMOs are bad? The people trying to sell you organic non-GMO food, which is, like, fine if you want to grow it, or, you know, people have the right to purchase what they'd like. But, you know, you think about people say, oh, big food, all they care about is profits. And it's like, well, yeah, that's why they want you to pay three times more, you know, or, like, misinformation, like, fear sells. You know, yeah. A lot of people are activists that they probably have good intentions, but they are only hearing one side of the story. So you can be that opportunity to be a voice of reason and balance.
Finally, do you let yourself unplug ever?
Very rarely. Very rarely. It's funny, I just got back from, I was out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I just celebrated my 40th birthday last week. Ooh, old. But
join the club. Been there, done that.
So here I am, like, I'm going to go on vacation with my friends. And the next thing you know, I ended up at the county fair going to the rodeo, right? So it's like, I'm just going to, like, unplug. But, you know, I always say I don't work, you know? It's like, I love agriculture so much. I found my passion that even if I do end up working or, like, not unplugging, I'm always unplugged because I just love our industry so much, you know?
And I guess I should ask, did you ever find your luggage?
Everybody asks me about the luggage. That was horrible. You know, they called it Airmageddon.
Yeah.
Airmageddon. So I finally got my luggage on the very last day I was leaving to go home.
Wow.
It was like 2 or 3 weeks, and I never got it until, like, and it showed up like an hour before I was flying home.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was supposed to, my luggage was supposed to go to Denmark and Denver, but they sent it to London and Orlando. Why? I don't know.
Easily confused.
Yeah, right.
Michelle.
Denver, London, same thing.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your time. Nice to visit with you. Thanks for being here, okay?
Thank you.
Well, there you go. FarmFest coverage recently here on Chasm Radio. Michelle Miller, also known on social media as the Farm Babe. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.